Well, the fallout over United Airlines' handling of an overbooking situation in Chicago earlier this week continues, although the United Airlines stock that took a $250-plus million hit yesterday is starting to climb back up as the CEO apologized and has been apologizing and finally saying, you know, maybe I shouldn't be backing up the employees as much as I did and how they handle things. But we were wondering that, of course, in Chicago, airport security police came on board and dragged that passenger off. We were just wondering how a similar situation would be handled at Reno Tahoe International. And joining us now is airport spokesman Brian Copeland. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
We are good, sir. Thank you for joining us this morning. So your take on the Chicago situation, and of course, neither one of us was there, but from what you saw, where did they go wrong? Where do you start, right? And how would that have been handled differently here?
Yeah, probably extremely differently, and hopefully from the start. We have 8 different airlines that operate at Reno Tahoe, and each one has their own policies for how they handle a situation where they need to get crew onto a completely booked flight. But when you look at the United Airlines situation, certainly starting off by offering more for the passengers to leave that flight to get 4 seats open probably would have been a place to start to avoid that situation. It's an airline decision. And that flight was completely booked, so they had to get seats. Typically they'll sweeten the offer to get people off so you don't end up with people as angry as that passenger was and not wanting to budge on what was literally the last flight to Kentucky that night out of O'Hare.
Well, now, don't they normally ask people or make those offers before the plane is boarded?
Yes, usually substantially before, at least 20 minutes before you board that flight. And I think a lot of us, your listeners, have been in that situation, have heard the airlines making those offers. I've almost taken one myself once. It was a pretty sweet deal being offered by Southwest while it's out of Dallas. But you hope that they would have tried harder in a constructive way. And then when you get to the point where you have a passenger on board an aircraft like that who doesn't want to leave, that's an airline issue. That becomes their customer issue. For it to be escalated to a law enforcement issue at Reno Tahoe, there'd have to be the creation by that passenger of a true disturbance on board that aircraft. And our police approach it very differently. Our police are specifically trained to operate in the airport environment. We have our own police department, extensively trained, and a lot of their training is about customer service and diffusing an upset passenger, diffusing situations rather than letting them get to a point where there ever has to be a confrontation. And when you have a confrontation on a fully loaded aircraft, that's not a good situation. So our police would have approached it by talking to the passenger for a long time if they had to. If it was a situation where the passenger was becoming irate, they would have probably cleared the aircraft so other passengers weren't exposed to what could be a volatile situation. And certainly do everything they could to never have a situation become violent. Don't want this to happen on board an aircraft.
Can you recall the last time airport police here had to board an aircraft?
It's hard to say. It does happen a couple of times a year where they have to go in and talk to a passenger. It can happen. But again, it has to be that level where it becomes criminal activity rather than a civil situation. A dispute with a passenger between an airline and a passenger, that's a civil situation. It has to cross to criminal behavior for the police to take any type of an action at Reno Tahoe International. So we take a different approach. Again, our police are very specifically trained for that environment. And, again, we really believe that we make the all-important first and last impression on people coming from our region. And that's a mantra that our police department believes as well. Safety and security is always first. But, in our airport, it's followed very closely by our customer service.
All right. Reno Tahoe Airport, International Airport spokesman Brian Copeland, thank you for that insight and spending a few minutes with us here this morning on Reno's Morning News.
And thank you.
Have a great day, sir.